Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Pain is self-chosen. My pain is self-chosen, Layne Staley sings on the melancholy Mad Season hit, River of Deceit. At least, I believe it to be. That's what he says. That belief, the Stoics would concur, is well-founded. Pain is a choice. Now, before you get upset at hearing that, wait a second. We're not talking about physical pain, really. You don't choose the stabbing pains from a knife wound or a back injury. It's not your fault that cancer treatment is brutal, and no one is saying that people ask to be abused physically or otherwise. What the Stoics refer to as chosen pain is a sense of being wronged. Choose not to be harmed, Marcus Aurelius wrote, and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel harmed, and you haven't been. He means that if you don't feel like you've been singled out or screwed over, then were you? No, because that's subjective. Just as it was subjective whether you thought the intention of this email was victim blaming, or whether you see it for what it is, a different way to think about the situations we find ourselves in throughout life. Getting cut from a team, that's objective. The sense that you are dealt a grave injustice, that isn't. The resentment you decide to nurse for getting cut, that's self-chosen pain. And choosing it usually comes at the expense of getting back to work and earning your spot, or changing teams so you're no longer at the mercy of that capricious coach. Being born poor or dyslexic or being at the wrong place at the wrong time, that's not your fault. No one is disputing the realness of the pain that would cause. But what is less real, what is chosen, is the chip you carry on your shoulder about it. So is deciding to lay down and quit or to focus on who you can blame. Believe that. If you're liking this podcast, we would love for you to subscribe. Please leave us a review on iTunes or any of your favorite podcast listening apps. It really helps. And tell a friend. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Plus.